Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Another struggle for the home nine today. First two games at Target Field this year, this just stands out. 0-23 with runners in scoring position. 15 strikeouts Thursday, day off. 14 strikeouts today. And, okay, early season slump. But we saw this movie a year ago. The Twins were getting good enough starting pitching. They were getting historically good starting pitching a year ago. And in general, they've been getting good pitching again so far this year. But the bats, and you've heard the quotes. You heard Rocco Baldelli post-game show today. You heard Rocco Baldelli post-game show on Thursday. They just need to be better. But I think there's something beyond all of this and the approach and maybe shortening the swing, trying to make contacts. Here's my concern. And I think Twins fans anywhere, whether you're listening to the ballgame on the radio, which we hope, or you're going to the ballpark, which is always great to go to the yard and catch a game, or if you're viewing it on television, here's the concern. There's very little entertainment value, and that's the problem. Ball's in play, a player's running around, fielder's doing great things. That's entertaining. The sheer volume of strikeouts in these ball games, in the approach, and I brought this up before, on Final Pitch, filling in for Henry Lake on weeknights or here on the weekends. We talked about pace of play and the things they did to address that. And my worry is here in 2024 that maybe the pace of play is taking a bit of a hit. It seems like the games are taking a little bit longer. But here's the problem. If you're enjoying the game on the radio or in person or on television or on your computer, whatever, is this entertaining big picture? And it's not. It's not watching every batter go up there and take these mighty hacks trying to hit the ball over the fence. It's not entertaining. And Cleveland using eight guys out of the starter plus seven relievers in the ballgame today in a 4-2 victory. And Josh Wheeler is our producer. I get back to it is sports entertainment. We are supposed to be entertained by the proceedings. And watching the ballgame today, I don't see the entertainment value in this approach really by either ball club. That watching guys go up there and take their hacks and strike out a ton of time is just not interesting. And that's a huge problem.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't seem interested. It seems like the wind has been taken out of the sails, 10 games already into the season? I get that there's some bumps along the way. I get Royce Lewis.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Royce Lewis, you know, home run in the first game, that set the pulse for, you know, what, two innings, three innings? And then I think ever since then, it's been like, ooh, is this kind of going to – it's almost like it set the tone for what has been so far this season, just kind of a buzzkill. It's – there's not – as you said, there's not a lot of quality product being presented on the field right now. And to be honest, I was even at the home opener, and there was, you know, there's always going to be people that are just chit-chatting on the concourse and whatnot. It seemed like about halfway through the game, it was kind of just let's go hang out, drink some beers and socialize. We're somewhat invested into this game, but not really. They're not playing a game where you can just draw your attention to what's going on in the field. And that's frustrating.
And I get back to the old launch angle and exit velocity and all the nerds that were brought into the game and the number crunchers and all of that sort of thing. It's not entertaining what we're seeing the approach wise. And once again, they're struggling. But the teams combined today for 25 strikeouts. It wasn't 32 degrees. It was sunny. The temps were pushing 60 degrees. Yes, it was windy, but keep telling me how, or quit telling me how cold it is or how hard it is, you know, for the batters to get going here. I would rather see an inning where three consecutive batters come up and try and lay down a bunt to get on base. That's more entertaining. Even if they lay down a bunt and they get thrown out, there's some action. There's a fielder doing something unique. You know, there's just not enough batted balls in play. And credit Alex Kirilloff. One of my favorite plays in the game is a triple. He tripled again today. Wonderful play. Doubles. People on the bases running around. Even a ground ball to shortstop in the hole. Shortstop has to range to his right, plant his foot, fire across the diamond. You know, those type of big league plays, that's entertaining. That's why we love the game. Watching people just go up there and swing and miss and strike out all day, and I'm frustrated. Twins fans are frustrated. It's early. I get that. It's way too early to panic. But we've seen this movie before, and the talk of we need to get – you know, a different approach. We need to get a when is that going to happen? When are they going to try something new and ask a guy to lay it down? You don't need to hit every ball to Fridley at Target Field. You don't need to try to hit every ball across the river to the old Grain Belt Brewing Company. That doesn't have to be the approach. And once again, you know, Joe Ryan, good job today. You look at the box score and the approach today, that should be good enough to win a ball game. Once again, I'm not panicking. It's April 6th, but two games in a row at Target Field, way too many strikeouts, way too many poor at-bats, 0 for 23 with runners in scoring position. You can't even make that up. It almost seems statistically impossible if you're putting the ball in play. If you're putting the bat on the ball, there's a chance that the outfielder or the infielder may misplay it. But when you're just going up there and striking out as much as they do, you got no chance. So, frustrating start to the home season for the Twins. They fall to the Guardians 3-1. And maybe an even more frustrating part is the forecast for tomorrow. Showers, windy, and we're talking a high near 46, winds east at 20, gusts to 35 miles an hour, and our chance of rain during the day tomorrow, almost 100%. So, you know, and Josh, you kind of start saying, well, what do we do? And I don't even say that tongue-in-cheek. Send some guys up there and order them to bunt.
Yeah.
You know, or try and change it up a little bit. But just having people go up there with the same approach, and you look at this box score, and Julian struck out twice. Correa once. Kirilloff once. Buxton once. Kepler once. Santana twice. Wallner twice. Jeffers once. Castro three times in the ball game today.
It can't
be better than that.
It can't keep happening.
These are major league players. And they've got to be better than that. And this Cleveland team, you know, they got bad news. And, you know, Shane Bieber is having Tommy John surgery. He is out for the year. But their approach today led them to another victory, and they are now 7-2 out of the gate. We've got to run. We have all the news, all the weather at 5. We'll talk Timberwolves. We'll talk Wild. They played a matinee today. And much, much more here on News Talk, E3OWCUC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!